You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You are on 95 BFM Breakfast. Kia ora te whānau, nau mai, hei re mai. Welcome along. My name's Rachel. We've got a special guest in the studio. Kia ora, Jason Temete. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. Good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you up here.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
We're talking again. about, again, I was going to say, it's nice to have you back here to talk about Ho Festival, which is a very cool thing coming to the Basement Theatre, celebrating Indigenous Pacifica and LGBTQIA plus stories for the next couple of weeks. Tell us a wee bit about this program.
So in 2020, Tuatara Collective was offered the company in residence at Basement Theatre, and was an amazing opportunity. We had a small collective of actors that we were working with during that year, and this project was supposed to be the last event that happened as part of that company in residency. Then COVID happened, so it got bumped out to the following year. Then COVID happened again, and then a couple of other things. And so this is the postponed version.
Awesome.
Coming to Basement Theatre next week. Yeah,
this is something that I know a lot of theatre making friends have been super excited for as we've just heard, a long time coming. But also it sort of blends different genre of art making, because you've got people who've got backgrounds that aren't necessarily theatre makers who are working in this space. I'm thinking of Disciple Party, who our listeners will know from her amazing music making. How have you kind of gathered together people for this, and who is going to be performing?
Yeah, so Tuatara Collective, we're quite a young company. We formed in 2017, and since then we've done a play called Little Black Bitch and a series of called Over My Dead Body, which was several plays, and there's actually seven in the pipeline, all of which are kind of either written by myself or devised within a space with actors as well. This project, as the third opportunity for the company in residence program, was a co-pro from Basement, and was their suggestion to do a 2-week thing and then potentially look at a festival, which to us, we kind of thought, what does a festival mean? How many projects do you need to be in a festival to warrant it being a festival? And we then thought one a week, plus a one night only event. But then we also thought, well, how can we really broaden out this festival in terms of following our kaupapa, which is about providing platform for Indigenous rangatahi, LGBT, QI plus whānau. And so we put out a little expression of interest to our sort of small circle of friends, and then or of colleagues, and then that kind of reached out a little bit further, and from that we got Pati putting her hand up. So awesome. Pati was actually in our last show called Over My Dead Body Uninvited, which was a play part of Pride Festival in 2021. And that was that's the second piece of the Over My Dead Body series. And then Hina Tere here, which is the first show up, is originally was 8 teenage girls.
Wow.
All high school age, all with a range of experience. And over the last 2 years, that slightly changed a bit in terms of having to recast based on availability and that sort of thing. So we've got 4 girls still of that original cast, and then we've brought in 2 extras that we're kind of playing with the idea, which is, well, it's not playing with it. We've got a great example of Tua Kana Taina.
Totally.
Where we've got these 4 teenage girls who are really keen, really passionate, really talented. And then, of course, with me kind of coaching them through and helping them devise, giving them that platform to create their own material and use their own voice and say what they want to say, and then be supported by 2 older ones who have a bit more experience, but are also still really value that platform for them to be able to say something and have a kōrero.
There is something really special about having those particular Tua Kana Taina relationships in art making, I think, because regardless of what type of art you're creating, whether it's theatre, music, visual art, there's something that's still constantly having to be unpacked about, you know, this idea of you got to work it out on your own. You got to go into your own head and find your own artistic process, and that's where you, you know, get all this from. And that's a bit of a fallacy in a way, because actually it comes from community and having these conversations with other people. And I think that's something that seems really exciting about this festival, is that is at the forefront. It's about these conversations and these stories that are created and shared through, you know, opening it up to a space and to people who maybe, you know, wouldn't be able to have these chats if they didn't have those, you know, relationships in that theatre making space. Was that part of the kind of impetus to start this or think about this as the reason for creating a festival in this sense?
Absolutely. I mean, that's part of our whole holistic idea of Tuatara Collective.
Mm.
Also, it's coming at it from a Te Ao Māori worldview or Pacifica worldview, which we are rooted in deeply. And that, and I think expanding on what you've said is that corridor between with the Tuakana Taina really highlights the fact that there's no right way to do performing art.
Totally.
You know, it's all an exploration and it's kind of, well, we do it this way, how about trying that? Or I learnt this way, let's explore that.
Yeah,
and just finding a real comfort in being allowed to be who you are.
Absolutely.
And
tell us a wee bit more about Pati's work, because it looks really interesting and a cool kind of maybe different side of Pati that our listeners would know.
Yeah, Pati's project, I will say, formerly known as Disciple Pati, so now just going by Pati.
Pati, yeah.
And she's also got a small band that she works with in her music world, Pati and the Fugitives. So they're performing at our garage party, which is a one night only on the middle Saturday night, and then her show is the following week called Ka'a, bracket little shit, close bracket. So her project is born from her desire to really want to say something in a slightly different format, but also involving the craft that she knows so well, which is the music and live performance, and also then incorporating her social media personality and all of that kind of world, and look at this multimedia space and how we can shift things up and not be so traditional in the way that we deliver theatre. And that's also what I love about Basement, is you can explore things, you can try stuff out.
Yeah.
So her piece is, Ka'a kind of loosely translates as party girl.
Yeah.
And it's got a derogatory kind of flavour to it in the way it's used.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, 2 years ago when we actually started this project, her piece was the same, but it was from a slightly different perspective, and it was called Fraud, and it was a little bit of her feeling that she wasn't what she was expected to be from her cultural side as a Samoan, young Samoan woman. And then, you know, naturally as stories happen and as humans grow over 2 years, particularly with the pandemic in the mix, Pati's perspective on that whole idea has shifted to the point where she kind of looks at it like, no, actually, I'm not a fraud. I am who I am.
Totally.
And it's them that have this perception of me.
Yeah.
And of us as young Samoan women and what we're expected to be. So she's kind of challenging those ideas.
That's awesome. Oh, I can't wait to see these shows. They all have like a real urgency for the kind of conversations we're hearing broadly in Aotearoa at the moment, and it's always, I think, really cathartic to go into a theatre space and be able to be part of that conversation in real time in a way that's not didactic, it's not telling you what to think, it's giving you an opportunity to step into a world. So where do people go to get tickets? When does it all kick off?
Yeah, so all the tickets are available on iTicket for the two shows. So Hine Tere here kicks off the festival next Tuesday, the 2nd of August, and runs until Saturday, the 6th of August, and that's at 8 o'clock on the weeknights, and then on the Saturday night, it's a 6:30 show, and then the following week is Pati's show, Ka'a, which starts on Tuesday, the...
next week's
the date. Next Tuesday, yeah. The 9th, I think. No, and runs to the Friday night, the 12th, again at 8 o'clock. For those tickets, iticket.co.nz.
Amazing.
And then on the Saturday night, the 6th, we have a garage party at the Basement from 8 o'clock, which has... It's a live performances. We've got four artists or four groups performing through the evening. We've got Kai, we've got a sponsorship from Garage Project,
nice.
Which is nice, yeah. And that one you just have to register on Eventbrite for venue capacity
awesome.
Reasons. Yeah, and so those artists we've got playing there, we've got Liana Frangipani, we've got Ora Vida Life from Waiheke, we've got Putty and the Fugitives, and we've got Daughters of Ali all performing. And the awesome thing about that garage party is that lineup are all LGBTQI identifying women.
Awesome.
And actually, do you know what's really weird? Okay, I'm going to put it out there. Awkward that I'm doing this interview, but our whole festival has actually, over the 2 years of kind of changing and things, become all women.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool. And so Hina Tere here, six women, plus an extra woman, Hina Tere here herself, who's the goddess of performing arts for Wahine, and then Pati's show. So
it's going to be really special.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the vibe down at the basement is going to be awesome. Yeah, earthy, indigenous, and Hina Tere here's got wicked music as well.
So
all
good.
Live, dance, poetry, storytelling. This is
going to be awesome and a long time coming as well, so I'm glad we can celebrate it finally. Thank you, Jason, for coming in and speaking with us about Ho Festival. We'll put all the links in the podcast after the show so people can go find it. Basement Theatre as well, got lots of info up there too. Thank you for coming in. We're going to listen to a track from Putty now. This is one that she made in collaboration with Leaping Tiger. It is Atma.
I ate up your lies, I can't make it right, struggling to fight
on my own.
When you entered my life, worth more than what you see, nothing else compares to me. I have to leave you behind, 'cause you ain't gonna take up my mind. I'm breaking the illusion here, I'm on a level that you can't come near. I know that I'm worth the fight. At the end of the tunnel, there's always a light. Of hate,
on the sail,
couldn't get you outside.
Lost control of my own mind.
You see, the problem was always me, and my ego, I let you feed. Fragility took my head. I was blind,
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.